This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said Tuesday the United States is helping India significantly with its COVID crisis by sending equipment, medicines, and vaccines. COVID-19 infections and deaths have been growing in India in recent weeks with alarming speed, and there is no end in sight to the crisis. President Biden also said the U.S. has sent millions of doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine to neighbors Canada and Mexico, and there are plans to send it to additional countries. AstraZeneca shot still has not been approved for distribution in the United States by the Food and Drug Administration, but it is widely in use around the world. Biden made the comments after he announced his latest goal of having 70% of the American adult population vaccinated by the U.S. July 4th holiday. A newly declassified U.S. intelligence report warns that women in Afghanistan are likely to see their rights disappear should the Taliban come to power following the withdrawal of U.S. forces. The report released Tuesday finds no reason to believe the Taliban have changed their views on women's rights despite some public statements to the contrary. The findings echo fears expressed by human rights groups. One woman tells VOA, "Right now all Afghan women are concerned and wish the international community would do something to protect them." Afghan officials said Tuesday thousands have fled their homes as fierce fighting erupted between government forces and the Taliban in a southern province. Afghan forces have pushed back insurgent attacks at a base the U.S. military on Sunday handed over to government forces as part of a formal pullout that began on May 1st. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The former U.S. police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd asked Tuesday for a new trial on claims of jury and prosecution misconduct. Derek Chauvin faces up to 40 years in prison after being found guilty last month. His attorney argues Chauvin did not get a fair trial due to publicity around the case, court and prosecution errors, as well as race-based pressure on the jury. Video of Chauvin, a white man kneeling on the neck of Floyd, a black man, sparked protests in the U.S. and around the world on police brutality and racial injustice. It comes as a juror in the case was brought into question after a photo surfaced of him at an anti-racism rally. Legal experts had said Chauvin's defense attorney could potentially use the photo as grounds to appeal, but the matter was not mentioned in Tuesday's filing. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's mandate to form a government following an inconclusive election expired on Wednesday, giving his rivals a chance to take power and end the divisive premier's record tenure. Netanyahu, on trial over corruption charges he denies, had a 28-day window to secure a coalition following the March 23rd vote, Israel's fourth in less than 2 years. President Reuven Rivlin's office said in a statement that Netanyahu had informed the presidency that he was unable to form a government and so returned the mandate to the president. The group of seven wealthy democracies on Tuesday say they discussed how to form a common front towards an increasingly assertive China in the foreign minister's first in-person talks in 2 years. Host Britain invited guests, including India, South Korea, and Australia, for parts of the talks in London stretched out over 3 days. An official with the G7 says the ministers all voiced alarm about China's human rights record amid outrage over the mass incarceration of Uyghur Muslims, as well as Beijing's coercive economic policies towards other nations. And Myanmar's ambassador to the United Nations told the U.S. Congress on Tuesday Washington should target Myanmar's state-run oil and gas company and a state-owned bank with sanctions. She is also warning U.S. lawmakers the crisis triggered by a February 1st coup in the Southeast Asian nation threatens regional security. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has denounced the coup and imposed sanctions on the generals who led it. A local monitoring group says Myanmar security forces have killed at least 766 civilians since the coup, which sparked nationwide protests. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.